Let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Hey, good morning, New England. It's Small Business Saturday, and you're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We've been waiting because we're supposed to be joined by Tim Murray, president of the Worcester Chamber of Commerce. He's supposed to join us on the phone. I guess he's out driving around today. Hope he's okay. You know. Hopefully he'll call in and join us because we're just joined on the phone by Paul Joseph, of the president of the Metro West Chamber of Commerce. Because as we just alluded to, today is Small Business Saturday. So get out and support those small businesses. Go out and spend your money, shop local, and support the small businesses. Let's talk a little bit, Terry, because that's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. You're tuned to All Politics is Local. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. Let's talk about the bond rating in Massachusetts, Terry.
Well, actually, it's Standard & Poor's just issued a bond changed the outlook from stable to a negative. And really, a lot of that's based on the way Massachusetts has been spending money out of the stabilization of the rainy day fund. So that's really part of it. And I guess the other thing, Moody's also piped in, while they're not changing any ratings or anything, but they are concerned about the debt in total. And as much as the debt, a real issue is the unfunded pensions, of which there's a significant amount of money that's unfunded, not only at the state level, but if you think about a lot of municipalities around the state, and this is not just Massachusetts,
nope,
it's actually across the country. What's happened, the public unions have won some pretty good pay increases and benefit increases over the years, and they've neglected to fund a lot of that stuff as well as it should be. And of course, another problem with the pensions, most pension funds used to assume about an 8% annual rate of return. Reality, hey, they're lucky to get 4.
Right.
Because interest rates have been extremely low. So
there's a huge storm coming, and I'm not talking about a storm that's going to stop the MBTA. I'm talking about a financial storm. And we can all, laugh and politicians can tell you everything's going to be okay. It's not. These unfunded mandates and these unfunded pension programs are going to cripple the cities and towns in Massachusetts and across the nation. There is no plan. Politicians have been lacking courage and leadership, for the past 20 years about solving the problem. They raided the funds earlier on, and there's no way to pay them back, and made it law to have the cities and towns fund them. Cities and towns can't fund them. Cities and towns will have you assemble in a town meeting and, we'll put $50,000 to it. Okay, well, that's spitting on a fire. Doesn't do any good. It's unrealistic. It could cause an economic crisis in towns. You're going to find towns that are just going to declare bankruptcy, and then what's going to happen?
Well, that's been tried a couple of times in California and Detroit. So we'll see how this goes. But, the real issue around this negative view is that the stabilization fund right now has about $1.2, $1.3 billion. The issue is that, over the last 2 or 3 years, the economy's been better. They should have been building that fund rather than taking from it. So that's the issue. Some people think that there should be at least $3 billion in our stabilization fund to take us through, the next economic downturn. And it's coming. Is it this coming year or the year after? But it's going to come.
It's coming.
And the receipts will reduce, but yet the spending levels aren't going to change.
Why hasn't Deval Patrick been brought up on charges for taking those trips?
and the drapes?
Yeah. We could start with the drapes. But, seriously, all these economic trade missions that he went on and, moving money around to pay for them. And to your point, the stabilization fund is good, but it's not going to be sustainable if we do have an economic downturn. I'm getting very frustrated with fraud in government and the public just going, oh, okay, well, yeah, it doesn't surprise us. the accountability of, you know, holding our public elected officials to make sure that they're spending our money correctly is very concerning to me.
Well, that's just it. You elect folks, and if you listen to what, you know, a lot of people are doing that want to get elected, they're going to say, well, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to fight for you for this and for that. Well, all this and that cost money, that green stuff. But yet you've got legislated restraints in Massachusetts, Proposition 2.5. You really can't increase the levy unless it's voted in by the local voters.
So, you know, you and I were talking to a gentleman last night who has railed against, you know, raising taxes and how the town is raising taxes and it's pushing him to he can't afford to live in the town anymore. And yet he just voted for, you know, just to save a piece of property in town. And then when I said to him, well, you know that it's going to cause, you know, the town to raise your taxes. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. It's like, well, where do you think the money comes from?
Well, he actually didn't listen to either of us because we got on the town meeting floor and said, guys, well, what are we buying this for? And of course, because it was only a little bit of money every year, everybody thought it was cool. But
a little bit of money here, a little money there, a little bit of money over there, it all adds up and it becomes a lot of money.
Yeah. It really comes down to what do you want to pay for, you know, in your town or your state. And your politicians out there, folks, you know what I'd like to have a politician tell me? That I'm going to reduce your taxes, I'm going to work to improve the services, make them more efficient. You know, basically an old Gladstonian Republican is what I'd love to have as my legislator, my representative, somebody that's going to make government more accountable, more efficient, and work better for you, actually give you better services for less money. That's what I'd love to have as my representative.
And we're not hearing any of that. We're not hearing that much on the local level. We're certainly not hearing much of it on the state level. We're not hearing that, you know, from the Senate or the, you know, the House. And we're not hearing it, more importantly, on the presidential level.
Well, our legislature just took the rest of the year off. I don't know. What is this? It's still November. We've got a whole, you know, 5 weeks
left. It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving, and the legislature's not going to work again until when? Early January?
January.
Yeah.
And they put a few things off, put them, I guess, from the back burner for the time being. let's see. What did they put off? Just a few things. Not too important stuff, but... well, the transgender rights bill, that's on the back burner. I think charter schools on the back burner. Let's see, what else do we have?
Sunshine law.
That's interesting. The public records law.
There you go.
They really don't want a good public records law, evidently. Even the Secretary of State's going, come on, guys. He's actually have a group of people out getting
signatures. Bill Galvin wants it, yeah.
And here's your Secretary of State, whose job, by the way, is to have good state records. So it sounds like Bill Galvin's doing his job, or at least trying, but he's swimming almost straight up in the air.
You know, and it's a simple and easy one. Your local officials are held accountable for it. I mean, it's a simple, easy one. The fact that they didn't act on it before they did go on vacation, I think, is very, very telling that they don't want it. It'll fall out of the news cycle. And then their plan is probably, well, if it does pick up back up in the news cycle, well, we'll go on summer vacation and we'll just keep kicking the ball, you know, down the field. Yep. And we won't have to address it. Shame on them. Shame on them is what I would say.
Well, I guess one of the things, and it sounds like it's the House, and Speaker DeLeo seems to be part of the problem rather than solution, because he holds this stuff up and then he sends it over to the Senate or sends it out to his guys at the last minute, have no time to review it, and so bang, all right, we're off to vacation now. See you next year. So if you think about one of the things, Massachusetts is the only state in the union that exempts the legislature. That's the House, the Senate, and actually the judiciary and the governor's, the executive offices, from public records law.
Well, and as you know, being a local elected official for many, many years, all we're asking for is minutes that usually you draft yourself. It's just a recap. It's something simple. It's something easy. That's, you know, There's nothing to hide there. I mean, you had a meeting. This is who was there. This is what this person said. It's very simple. It's very easy. The fact that the legislature won't address it is concerning, and you should pick up the phone and call your legislator. But, oh, wait a minute, they're on vacation, so yeah, wait until the first of the year. Hey, you're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back.